Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Kramer. Today, let's talk about juicing. It is not some new kind of health craze. Juicing is a fantastic on-the-go healthy food option that anybody can fit into their lifestyle. And it tastes good. Pure Raw Juice has the information, the know-how, and of course, the countless delicious alternatives to fast food. They've even got a full line of cold coffee brews. Now, 10 locations all throughout Baltimore let Pure Raw Juice inspire you to take the first steps to healthy eating habits. Or even try a juice cleanse. See the full Pure Raw Juice menu for yourself and heal your body from the inside. PureRawJuice.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
That ought to wake you up if you were snoozing or feeling like you might be on the verge of sleep. Happy almost Friday to you. I'm psyched to hang out with you for free three more hours. Psyched. It's free, if you will. Free radio. We don't charge you. We don't make you stream it. We don't make you pay to stream it. You can stream it if you like, but it's not going to cost you a thing. Or you can find it on one of our great affiliates, SiriusXM. That actually might cost you something, but it's not the only place you can find it. So we've got lots of different ways where you can listen for free. I'm kind of jumping on this whole theme of sports forcing you to pay in order to watch the games. And I guess that's true of cable as well, though I kind of feel like there are some pretty reasonable, affordable cable deals out there. Maybe it depends upon where you live. Sure, in Hawaii, where the gas is $5.39 per gallon, when you find a place that's under $5, that seems affordable and reasonable. So I guess that's relative. But I pay $117 per month for not only cable, but also my internet access. Just dropped the landline. I know, one of the last people in America who doesn't have Netflix and had a landline. But the idea of now cutting the cord, but yet paying for all these streaming services, I've done the math and it wouldn't save me a whole lot of money. Plus, the whole streaming thing is kind of a bummer because you can't switch from app to app very easily. And that annoys me. I do not watch commercials unless I have to. And on streaming now, most of the services, unless you pay for premium, you will get maybe two commercials, three commercial breaks tops. And they're about, I don't know, 90 seconds. So what I usually do is mute them. Take my dishes into the sink, mute them, use the restroom, mute them, run upstairs, do something in another part of the house during the commercials, and then come back and pick up where I left off. So I don't watch commercials. I'm a channel flipper with the best of them, which means that streaming is not as convenient as I would like it to be. It's why I watch Amazon Prime of Thursday Night Football on my laptop. Because I want the TV to be free for something else so that I can change channels or use my DVR and that kind of stuff. But I did watch the debut of the Indiana Fever home season and all the hype around Caitlin Clark playing in the state of Indiana for the first time as a pro. They sold more than 10,000 tickets just by virtue of Caitlin making her home debut. And how do I know that? Well, because last year they averaged roughly 7,000 fans per game. That's an average. They were sold out. 17,274 fans. Pretty nutty. And they were waiting for Caitlin and the Fever to bust loose. It was a tough opponent in their home game on Thursday night. I do love that the fans are there to support. And I hope that they'll give this team some grace. Now, I was frustrated watching it because of how poorly the Fever rebounded. And I believe the Liberty would have beaten the Fever anyway, so maybe it doesn't make that big of a difference. But in the first half alone, as they're battling and trying to stay relevant and trying to learn how to defend a team that's made the WNBA Finals last year, they lost to the Aces. How about don't stand flat-footed when a shot goes up? Multiple possessions in which none of them had a body on anyone to box out. None of them pursued the ball coming off the rim. And the Liberty just, hey, look what we found. Multiple offensive rebounds and second chance points. And so that was frustrating to me. If I'm Christy Sides, I tell my locker room, if you rebound, you stay on the court. We're just going to start simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Not that she's calling people stupid. But we're going to make this simple. You want to play? You want minutes? Rebound. That's one way to prove that you're not the worst team in the league. It's early. I know it's early. Sides is already coming under a lot of fire on social, which is neither here nor there. People complaining about Caitlin not getting the shots, blah, blah, blah. But if you're watching the game and you know what you're watching, she's getting double teamed by the Liberty and by the Sun, actually. So in their first two games, she's getting double teamed as a rookie. I mean, that's respect. But you know what else? No one's going to be surprised by Caitlin Clark, right? No one's going to get caught off guard by this rookie. Everybody knows what she can do and how prolific a scorer. And as we've talked about, there are plenty of terrific physical defenders in the WNBA who were either All-Americans themselves or were the best on their own college teams, and they want to prove themselves against this rookie. And this is not college ball. It's not nearly as physical at the college level. And there were a lot of whistles in the first half too, which kind of makes me want to poke a fork in my eye. So yeah, they have a long way to go. The Fever are, at this point, still figuring it out. Breanna Stewart, one of the best players in the league. We've had her on the show multiple times. She's terrific. A UConn product. And she actually had some empathy for Caitlin Clark post-game after the Liberty had run away with this one.
Obviously, she's a very, very talented player, and I was talking with someone before the game, and it's like she's a number one pick, and number one picks continue to grow and develop into this league and really make their mark. And for her to be able to handle everything that she's handling on and off the court and still play and be locked in with her team, it's great to see. I think that, you know, everyone knows, Sav and I know, coming to the WNBA, there's an adjustment just from the level of play and playing against the best every single night. But she has a good group around her to continue to build and learn, and obviously a young core, but reminds me a little bit of when I was in Seattle.
So yeah, Breanna Stewart went through it herself. When you're the new kid on the block, so to speak, even if you are an overall number one pick, and both she and Sabrina Ionescu were, there's an adjustment because everybody is good at that level. Same thing about college football to pro football, right? You can be the best quarterback in all of college football, but when you get to the NFL, there are defenders who would like to make an example of you, and they'd like to welcome you personally to the NFL. There's an adjustment to the speed, to the physical nature of the game, not to mention the longer seasons. It's your job, right? So players, when they make that jump from college to the pros, whatever the sport, have to get bigger, faster, stronger. And if not faster, then bigger, craftier, and stronger to withstand the rigors, both physically and mentally, of being a pro athlete. So yeah, she'll get there. She's too talented not to. Right, using Stewart We're using Brianna and Sabrina, even Aaliyah Boston, as examples. There's always an adjustment. Always an adjustment. And so I have no doubt she'll get there. But there are plenty of things the Fever can do better that have nothing to do with Caitlin Clark necessarily. So she had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, only 3 turnovers in the game. And of course, her head coach, Christy Sides, is going to be answering a lot of questions about Caitlin nightly.
It's a process, and she's, you know, she's going to be fine. She's figuring it out. She just needs to get a little bit of confidence right now. I think she's, you know, taking some shots that she normally would knock down. But Naja Laney is one of the best defenders in the league. And she's just making it, you know, they're making it really hard on her. We've got to do a better job of finding ways to get her some easier, more open looks.
I'm kind of worried about her voice. It's only game two. They have 38 to go.
Worse than the other night.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Sides, I'm far more concerned about the rebounding, far more concerned about the fact that they had no answer for Breonna Stewart on either end of the court, far more concerned about moving the ball around, getting more quality shots. Caitlin will get there. She'll have a breakout game. She'll find that rhythm again. But the team itself, I mean, they've just got to pay attention to details, because otherwise they're going to be stuck in neutral.
We are a young team and it's still a process, but at the end of the day, you have to have some pride. And I just feel like tonight, like, we've got to do a better job of, you know, we had 17,000 fans here tonight and we can't thank them enough. I mean, awesome fans. It got really loud when we cut it to 11. They were, you know, they were yelling defense, and that's exactly what it was. We've got to do a better job. We've got to make the fans proud, you know, with what we put on the floor. And I will take it. We didn't do that tonight, and that's unacceptable.
Seriously. You know, it was neat, though. Speaking of coaches, Lisa Bluter and the new head coach at Iowa, Jan Jensen, they were both courtside, so it was kind of cool to see the two of them share an embrace. You got Coach Bluter. Nice. Producer Jay for the win. What'd she say?
I'm so excited for Caitlin and for all the Indiana Fever fans. Give her a little time. It's going to be absolutely amazing. She's an incredible young woman, and she's going to represent this state and this city so well.
What does it mean to see the WNBA get this kind of support right now with these kind of fans?
Yeah, it's the movement, right? It's time. It's time for women's basketball to grow, and we're going to keep growing it.
Last question. Can I get a Go Fever?
Go Fever. That was kind of hard. It didn't roll off the tongue, but it will be soon.
16 Action News, you said? Action Network?
16 News Now.
Oh, I was close enough. 16 News Now. It's neat. It was neat to see her. It was neat to see Caitlin smile. A lot of fans there just for Caitlin Clark. And she did have the first bucket of the game. She drove down the lane, took the contact from the defender. This is after, by the way, she had a bit of a stutter step and then went right to left and got enough of an angle on her defender that she was able to use her body to muscle in a shot. But otherwise was 1 for 7, I think, from beyond the arc. I think it's just a matter of settling in and getting used to new teammates. You think about Iowa women's basketball, they had a core group of young women who'd been together for 4 seasons. And it takes some time to get used to new teammates. So 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 points, only 3 turnovers. So now that's going to be a thing. But I'm excited that the Fever sold out their arenas. And did you hear this? At least 4 of the Fever opponents have moved their games to bigger arenas to accommodate more ticket sales. So think about that. It's not just the Fever that are reaping the benefits of having Caitlin Clark on their roster. It's the opponents, the other WNBA teams, who know they can sell more tickets by moving their games against the Fever to larger venues. So that's kind of cool as well. I'm excited to watch I hope fans don't give up on her or the Fever. I do certainly understand that if you don't win, fans tend to lose interest. There's too much that demands our time or that competes for our attention for us to spend a lot of time watching losers or teams that aren't competitive, which is even worse. When you become irrelevant in sports, to me, that's worse than being like the Bad News Bears. The Cleveland Browns, for years, they've been the Bad News Bears of the NFL. And so we pay attention to them because of how bad they are. The Jets, same thing. The Chargers, they find new ways to lose every year.
You're back in the dumpers again.
Right. Not Detroit anymore. By the way, I heard this little nugget on the news. The latest census numbers are out. And for the first time in decades, Detroit has gained in population. Do you think that has anything to do with the Lions?
Honestly, I think it has a little bit to do with the Lions.
Not
totally, but I think it helps. Sure. Some buzz in the city, right?
Yes, absolutely. We know that when a college basketball team reaches the Final Four, applications for enrollment at that school go up. They skyrocket. Every time a new team reaches the Final Four, general student applications for enrollment go up. So it does definitely have an impact. Winning, getting your games on TV. But when you're irrelevant, that's a problem. The Fever need to be competitive, or yeah, people will start to lose interest. Casual fans will say, I guess this game isn't must-see TV, or I can miss this one. She's not playing really well. The Fever are kind of embarrassing to watch. They're boring. They can't win. I do hope fans will continue to support them because it is a building process. Remind me a little bit of the Houston Astros. Remember how they had, was it back-to-back 100 lost seasons? And in doing so, gained a couple of number one picks. They were able to pick up guys like Jose Altuve and others. Remember the core. I know it angers you when I mention guys like this, but Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa.
Springer.
George Springer. That was how they ended up not just winning the World Series and trash cans, but also getting to, what is it now, 7 straight American League Championship Series? Yeah, well, the building blocks go back to when they were awful and got the top picks that were ready-made for the majors.
Look at the Orioles right now.
Yeah, so this is a more of a slow burn for the Indiana Fever, but they can't not get better. They've got the last 2 overall number one picks in Clark and Boston, and they've got a bunch of other great young talent as well. So it's worth paying attention to, though it could be a while before they're competitive. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, better phrase than Game 7 in sports. What's a better phrase than Game 7? We're getting a lot of answers in now. We'll get your calls to 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We do have a Game 7 set up between the Wolves and the Nuggets coming up on Sunday. Thought we might be headed for a Game 7 between the Rangers and the Canes. Not so fast, Chris Kreider. It's After Hours.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's Kramer. Today, let's talk about juicing. It is not some new kind of health craze. Juicing is a fantastic on-the-go healthy food option that anybody can fit into their lifestyle. And it tastes good. Pure Raw Juice has the information, the know-how, and of course, the countless delicious alternatives to fast food. They've even got a full line of cold coffee brews. Now, 10 locations all throughout Baltimore let Pure Raw Juice inspire you to take the first steps to healthy eating habits. Or even try a juice cleanse. See the full Pure Raw Juice menu for yourself and heal your body from the inside. PureRawJuice.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
With Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Roslovic will carry this to the Canes' blue line. Zibanejad will pick up the loose puck. He'll try a sharp angle shot on Anderson. He'll score! Kreider to the rebound, and it eludes Anderson. And New York has gotten within a goal with 13:17 left as Chris Kreider banks one in off of Anderson.
In deep, Trocheck outside. Panarin with a shot. He scores! The Rangers have tied it. Chris Kreider with a deflection. It's a power play goal. And it's 3-3.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Woo! Stanley Cup playoff games can turn on a dime. But I kind of feel about this game six between the Rangers and the Hurricanes in Carolina the same as I do about, now this is drastic, but the same as I do, at least partly, about the Falcons collapse in the Super Bowl. You have to throw the door open and invite your opponent to come back when it's this drastic. So it's not just about what the Rangers did. It's about what the Canes did not do or what they allowed the Rangers to do. Or sometimes, as much as I hate this, and I think, how can you not learn the lesson from every other team that came before you? Not playing with the same intensity that you used to build the lead. Not playing with that same sense of urgency. Right? Making sure that Chris Kreider can't get comfortable in front of the net. Now, granted, the Rangers are a terrific team. And they had a 3-0 lead in the series already. So the Canes were trying to force the issue and force the issue. You had to figure at some point the Rangers would get mad at themselves, at the situation. And I love what we got from the Rangers in this burst because it was an opportunity for them to not just flex their muscles and end the series early, but also I think just a reminder of who and what they're capable of. And that's so important for human nature. We're just talking about it with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards saying that their video staff put together a montage of clips from their first two games in which they took the 2-0 lead on the Nuggets. The Rangers, as the President's Trophy winners, they've got a ton of come-from-behind wins. It's not an uncomfortable position for them to be in. But after you've squandered that 3-0 lead, I think it's important for them to be able to slam the door and, again, be able to, in that third period, completely wrestle away any momentum from the Canes. You hear the Canes and Rangers radio network. Chris Kreider, he decided, actually, you can hear him talk about it himself, but he decided that he was going to hang out there in front of the net. Do what one of the things that he does best, try to redirect pucks, jump on rebounds, put pressure on the Canes defense and goalie, just be hanging around, be a menace. And he's good at it. And the Canes really didn't have, they didn't have an answer for him, but that's not really true. I felt like they didn't force the issue with Kreider. And, of course, we're talking about in the rules, but hockey's a physical game. Get him the heck out of the crease. Get him the heck away from the net. But he's good. He's a veteran. He knows how to take advantage of those opportunities. And there they were, knotted at 3 in that third period.
Played off the boards, off the glass by Roslovic. Rangers, Devin in here. Referee, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Chris Kreider with a hat trick in the third period. He has scored 3 consecutive goals, and the Rangers lead 4-3.
Impressive. And as I say, for the Rangers, this was exactly what they needed. A reminder of who and what we are, who and what we're capable of, and to be able to do it on the road as well. All of that just feeds into the confidence after losing the 3-0 lead.
They score!
And losing that lower register, that cool, calm, collected, the
score!
The shrieking. That's how you know it's a big deal. When men start to shriek and they lose their voices in the upper register.
They score!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yeah, New York was up 3-0 in the series, but then down 2 goals in his game 6 on the road. Chris Kreider with 3 goals in a row in roughly 9 minutes of play there in the third period, and they turned this, not just the game upside down, but turned the Eastern Conference kind of back toward them a little bit, if that makes sense. Just, again, a reflection of, hey, this is what the Rangers can do. No doubt there are teams out there rooting for them to get eliminated, for the Canes to force them to a game 7, right? We've got Bruins and Panthers still to come to see if we'll get a game 7 there. For Chris Kreider, just doing what he does well, hanging out in front of the net, getting a stick on the puck, trying to redirect, and allowing him to be in there, allowing him to post up. Oh, it was like 3 seconds. 3 seconds in basketball. Allowing him to get that close, allowing him to be so opportunistic. I mean, that falls on the Canes. But Kreider was asked afterwards, and he's sitting next to Vincent Trocheck. He's asked afterwards about getting that first goal and then whether or not he felt like there was more. He had more to give.
As a group, we raised our level and we started getting pucks to the net, and I just tried to get there.
Is that
a
no?
I think he did. Yes, he did say he had one. I'm not sure about the second part of that question, but the first part, yes.
And when he said that, what did you guys think?
I said, I sure hope so.
So he sort of sidestepped the question, but his teammate answers it for him. Yeah, he told us he had more, where that came from. And it's critical, too, for his teammates just to get the puck where he can put a stick on it. Get the puck in front of the net. How often do you hear that about hockey? Just get the puck in front of the net. Create traffic. Run interference. If you can make life more challenging and confusing for the goalie, if you can put bodies on the net, well, then you can create some chaos. And a lot of times good things will happen if you've got more sticks there and more pucks that run through the crease. So it's impressive by the Rangers. In Madison Square Garden, they were obviously on the road, but in MSG, the fans were going nuts. So
they score!
And of course, they will have home ice advantage to begin the Eastern Conference Finals against either the Bruins or the Panthers. So yeah, to have a performance like that in the third period, and to rack up your 33rd comeback win of the season, major boost.
Fighting back in the third period like that, just our guys have been there before, done that before. We knew that we could score 2 goals in the third period, just I think from confidence of the year that we've had. And but that being said, you got to go out and do the work.
As for the Western Conference, Vancouver, Edmonton, it's been a real good series with a lot of dramatic moments. And in the third period, it was JT Miller who came through and broke the tie for the Canucks. And so they get the victory in game 5, and he was getting serenaded by the fans there in Vancouver. I like it. So it was another one of those moments where it's kind of a shock to your system, right? It's a reminder why the Stanley Cup playoffs, I can feel them in my gut. They make me nervous. They make me tense even when I don't have a skin in the game.
Oh, I'm just glad we didn't have to go to overtime. I thought we deserved to win the game today. You know, I thought once we got our legs under us in the first there, we really played well. Second period was our best period at home, second period in a while. And I thought we carried that into the third. It was just a matter of time. So you know, sometimes it takes a while for them to go in. I think the resiliency of the group, you know, it's a word that keeps coming up a lot.
30 seconds to go in this one. So a tie game, 30 seconds to go, and the Canucks in front of that home crowd get the goal from JT Miller, and then he hears the crowd singing back to him. Yeah, this one has been worth the price of admission. Two teams that were really close in the standings. Two teams that obviously have history. And so I love that we've seen kind of these twists and turns. If you're writing a play of some sort, a movie, you like twists and turns that keep you on the edge of your seat until the very end. It's been some pretty impressive steals, if you will, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat for each of these teams in the game so far. So the Canucks have the advantage up 3-2. And I like the way that hockey structures where you've got the 2-2-1-1-1, right? It's great that way because then you, if you're trying to close out a series, you have to do it. So you win the game 5, and we know that in the NBA and the NHL, with a tie series, the winner of game 5 goes on to advance or win the series better than 80% of the time. I mean, it's obvious, right? But you have to do it if you're the home team, right? And you capture the advantage there in game 5, you've got to do it on the road in game 6. So it's good. It kind of ups the ante. Similar to what the Nuggets were facing on Thursday night, they have to go into Minnesota and try to close out the series. Timberwolves are able, well, I was going to say they're able to force a game 7, but that doesn't quite do it justice. They bludgeoned the Nuggets and said, get your asses back to Denver. And so, yeah, now there's more pressure on the Nuggets, I think, as the defending champions. The Timberwolves, of course, they want to win. They were competing for the one seed all year in the Western Conference, but the Nuggets are defending champs, and they were up 3-2, and now they're home. And so theirs is the what is that phrase? I suck at cliches. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. So yeah, now there's a bunch of pressure on them. And I would say if you're kind of reading between the lines of that phrase, mentally, they've got to be in the right space. Mentally, as much as they don't want to forget what happened in game 6 because you leave yourself open to that happening again, you've got to be able to deal with the pressure and know that you now are also in an elimination game. So good stuff from the hoops and hockey playoffs. Let's quick check in with Paul. Paul's in Westfield. Welcome to After Hours. What's the best phrase in sports if it's not game 7?
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Howard Cosell every Saturday. And Amy, I remember Vince Lombardi said to him, I know he said this. I put up on this wall of our wrestling room that practice doesn't make you perfect. Perfect practice does. And Vince Lombardi said that a winning isn't a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. And when each player does his best, the team wins together. And doing your best isn't practicing right sometimes, it's practicing right all the time because winning and losing are habits. And he's 100% right.
Huh. Okay, that's a lot of words. I guess that's not quite what I was looking for, but I'll take it. You're giving me like 18 different Vince Lombardi phrases.
No, it was just one in one quote about winning all the time. But Amy, this is hilarious when you mentioned Caitlin Krog is bringing the numbers up. The WNBA, they said the $200 million last year, and NBA, $10 billion. So when the story came out, Caitlin got shorted. When you do what's called like the average 20% tipping, her salary was a little bit above the industry norm, and it's designed to protect tenure, like for the veteran members, senior members, they've been there longer, so built that revenue up. They get a higher pay. Because they've been there for years filling the arenas. And people forget that part about the income. It's huge. How much do you think she's going to add now with 2 million more viewers and streaming? She's going to add a lot to that $200 million just in herself.
Yeah, I don't. The salary is kind of an afterthought for Caitlin. She's making millions in endorsements. So the salary is not the vast majority of her income right now. It's a very, very small percentage of her income.
Right, $20 million from Nike and endorsements. And then, hey, I have a solution for your streaming. This is an easy one. The Sling is free if you don't mind missing a few major channels. And the digital streaming, you got a booster antenna from Amazon for $20.
Yeah.
I get 62 digital channels free, 62. Then pick your favorite stream. I'm taking Netflix to watch WWE. You can get it real down, because how much time do you really have and how much can you watch when you work like
you do? Are you kidding me? This is what I do for a living, Paul. I have to have access to the majority of the channels. I can't streamline for the sake of cost. I mean, I do have to spend the money to have a bunch of channels so that I can watch different channels and different streams at the same time while I'm covering games. I mean, it's different than a fan. I mean, I appreciate your insight, your recommendations, but this is my job. So I can't just cut everything and have a free service. I actually have to pay for it. It's part of the work.
Absolutely. In fact, by talking to you, I diversified to a whole new genre, because I'm in a men's dominated, no women, almost elitist politics, and listening to you with the women's view. Right?
Okay, you know what I hate more than anything? I cannot freaking stand it when people call and put us on a speakerphone. Sorry, I had enough. I can't deal with it. It's awful audio. I know that post-2020, what passes for quality audio has completely changed with all the video calls and Zoom calls and all that jazz. I can't stand it. If you're going to call a national radio network, if you're going to call a national radio show, at least mine, please just hold the phone. Hold the phone. That's all I'm asking. Sorry, Jay. I did it as long as I could, but it was like I was starting to have steam come out my ears.
I could have gone. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's hard enough to hear, but then it's just jarring. And now I'm annoyed, and it's a pet peeve. It's a good time for a break. Also, the better phrase in sports than Game 7, I'm still not really sure what. Okay, it's on Twitter, at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. A lot of you are going with sudden death. Oh, yes, I'd have to agree with you there. I love it. Or sudden death overtime is another great one. So find us there. If you can do a phone call without being on a speakerphone, we'll put you through. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
With Amy Lawrence. Who's now annoyed with an annoyed Amy Lawrence?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You know what? We didn't actually hear a lot of Hawaiian music. Except for on the plane on Hawaiian Airlines when we were flying from Oahu to the Big Island. That was early in our trip. And then on our way back. So once the trip was done, again, Hawaiian Airlines played a lot of their own traditional music, which was, I suppose, calming. For the most part, I'm trying to think if we listened to much music at all while we were gone. Really didn't. It was kind of fun. Mostly when we were driving around, we were looking at this book. So regardless of who was driving, the other was looking at this book called Big Island Revealed. It's a travel guide very detailed. It was written by someone who's lived on the Big Island for a couple of decades. So it was, I mean, it was critical. We needed it. It was clutch, actually, because a lot of the places that we wanted to get to in the Big Island weren't as well known, and there weren't a lot of signs that would point you to the, here's the turnoff, or here's the beach you're looking for. And then because of the lava rock and the way the volcanoes have shaped the shoreline on the Big Island and other parts of Hawaii as well. But the Big Island has four volcanoes on it, and the most recent eruption was in 2022, which changes the shoreline every time. They also had one in 2018. And so for that reason, many of the access points or the access ways to get to the shore, those were not necessarily smooth roads that you could drive, nor were they well marked off of the Belt Road, which goes around the island. Now you actually had to look for mile markers and then these dirt turnoffs, and then you would have to walk over lava rock. But the reward is that if you would take those hikes and you would find the turnoffs and you would pay attention to the directions in the book, well, you ended up going to a place where there are very few people. So a couple of the beaches that we went to required pretty extensive hikes, but there was hardly anybody else there because you had to hike so far to get to them. And so to the victor go the spoils, right? The reward for putting in the effort, wearing our hiking shoes or hiking boots and carrying them to the beach with us was that we got to be on these incredibly pristine beaches or shore points with very few other people. And they were just usually locals, not tourists. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A couple of other places that I put on my list of top Hawaii moments. The Botanical Garden, oh my goodness, blew me away. Not just the variety of flowers, the colors. You all know me, I'm a flower freak. And there was an entire orchid section of the Botanical Garden that featured dozens and dozens of different varieties of orchids, color combinations I've never seen before. And so not only were there flowers from all over the world, but the story of this botanical garden, which is over on the east side, so closer to Hilo, which is, by the way, the wettest city in the entire United States. So the botanical garden gets plenty of rain. They've imported flowers from all over the world, and they have signs that tell you what part of the world they come from. So it's kind of cool, really intricate designs of flowers that I've never seen before. So I think I took, my goodness, 75 photos of flowers while I was in the Botanical Garden. But also, the story of it is pretty amazing. It's a couple, an older couple who retired from California, bought this piece of property that was completely overrun, and they just started clearing it. And they spent weeks and weeks and weeks just kind of trying to clear out the mess. And then it turned into this project where they decided they would put a garden in place of it. What they didn't realize is buried deep in the garden was a triple-decker waterfall that fed all the way into the ocean. And this shore point, not a beach necessarily, it's more rocks and actually not lava rocks, just plain old rocks and boulders. And so it was really neat. There used to be a village there. They found an old grave site that was buried under the brush and the shrubs and all the crazy trees and vines. So I love the story of it. The deeper they got into clearing away the vines and the overgrowth, what they found were these incredible waterfalls and then access to the shore. So the Botanical Garden was amazing. We had a lot of fun there. There was this it must have been a class field trip. A bunch of kids that were crazy running around. I think they were doing a scavenger hunt and looking for the flowers, right? Their teachers had given them a list of flowers. So that was kind of fun. There was a lily pond. It was completely covered with lots of fish in it, but completely covered by lily pads, which was neat. We also really enjoyed the Volcano Park or National Volcano Park, which, yeah, just phenomenal calderas and in a collapsed summit of a volcano that kind of sunk down into the ground when they had a recent eruption going back. Well, it was recent, going back to the 50s and 60s. So it was really neat to kind of see that, as I say, a collapsed volcano that down into the ground because the lava gave way or like burned away the ground underneath and it just collapsed into the earth. And that one still has steam coming out of it. So we got to stand right next to these steam vents, and you could feel the warmth of the earth underneath it, you know? So they say that this one is overdue for another eruption. Last one was in the 50s and 60s, but still hot, still kind of boiling and simmering underneath. But pretty amazing to walk in this place that had been completely destroyed by lava going back not that many decades ago. So yeah, I really enjoyed seeing the volcano park as well. So many pictures that I need to show you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.